Time for Adventures in Real Estate. Jason Miller is in studio with us. The Miller team, Premier Real Estate Services. Sir, great to have you back.
Happy June. Happy summer.
Wow, huh?
Yeah, here we are.
So this must mean then that things are really picking up.
You know, people always say summer's got to be your busiest time of the year, right? And at least historically, regardless of the market, pre-recession, during the recession, and here today, summer typically, especially this time of year, there's a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
I don't mean things stop by any stretch of the imagination, but I think, speaking from my own experience with kids at home, your schedule is screwed up right now.
That and graduation ceremonies and weddings and all that stuff, right?
Camping and travel. We cram as much as we can into the summer, especially.
So, these 3 weeks of summer.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. And to your point, right after the 4th of July, we pick right back up. Yeah. So next time I'm with you or close to it, you'll hear me talking about people already talking about trying to find a place to be settled before summer.
Before
and for the last
stuff,
two or three years, that hasn't been terribly easy.
Well, where are we now? I know interest rates keep going up. Gasoline keeps going up. Prices of homes coming down?
I wouldn't say coming down, but I don't think they're going up at as fast of a rate as they were at this year last time.
Okay.
And not that I'm a great prognosticator, but I gave a press conference at the beginning of the year, which I think I recapped here with you.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the prediction at the time. I just looked at it from a sustainability standpoint. And we can have continuing appreciation like we did year after year after year last year. So I had a feeling we'd go up again, and but just not to the level. I didn't know the rates would be where they were at as quickly. I mean, we had about a 90-day turn from 3.5% to 5.5%.
Right.
That's a quick turn, but at the end of the day, we're still at an all-time deficit in inventory. There are buyers who have been waiting for a year to 18 months to find a place to live.
Okay.
So it's still busy. There's still activity. If anything, what I told someone the other day is people think the market's heading towards a bad place. The market's actually headed towards a balance, which is healthy. We've been in an unhealthy market for 3 years.
Right. What about competitive offers right now, Jason? What are you seeing out there?
They're still looking similar. So, I mean, people are still willing to throw out the no inspection thing. And people every time ask, should I do that? That's the magic word. Should I write an offer with no inspection? And I'll say to every client I've ever worked with as a buyer, you should always do a home inspection, whether it's new construction or 100 years old. Now, how and when you do that, that's up to you and your comfort level. If you feel like your offer needs to be contingent on the inspection, that's your call. At a minimum, I think you should do the home inspection day of closing or a couple of days after closing just to get that knowledge base and that punch list from an inspector's standpoint of here's some things you should keep an eye on. And here's some routine maintenance things you should do to your home, all the way down to changing your furnace filters.
Okay. I know that you can write in things to a purchase agreement. You know, I need you to do this, this, or the other thing.
Yeah.
But again, that would be a, oh, really? Well, I have another offer where I don't have to do that.
Correct. When we're working with buyers right now, our education is completely centered on we want to give that seller as many reasons to say no or not to say no to your offer, to say yes, especially if they're comparing you against another, because they're literally going to go line by line and page by page and say offer A is doing this and offer B is doing this. And everyone thinks it's just price. It usually starts at price, but then it's closing date, closing terms, cash versus financing, inspection or no inspection, closing costs, contingencies, personal property. On and on and on.
Again, the reason to go with a realtor.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's the experience. And I know we talked about it last time. I'll talk about it every time. But at least for me in 17 years, it's never been more prevalent than it is today, whether you're a buyer or a seller, to understand the market today.
Yeah.
Because even the conversation we would have had 2 months ago may be different than it looks today. Here's what's happening in the marketplace today as we speak that'll make your offer look competitive.
How about in town versus out in the country a little bit? Maybe, you know, what's out in the country? Is it a half an hour away? Is it 10 minutes away? What are you thinking?
You know, it's just the size of the pond, right? So there's more inventory available in St. Cloud and the surrounding communities, but there's more buyers. So you're swimming in a busier pond. Mm-hmm. So you get out to Foley, Richmond, Rice, Kimball. It's a smaller pond, sure, and there's less available. There's also less people looking. So it's all relative to what you're looking. Inventory levels, there isn't a spot where I can say, hey, if you want to get in on an area with good inventory, it doesn't exist anywhere my license reaches. Okay. Let's put it that way.
Also, though, there are larger lots. Maybe people are still looking to buy just a lot and maybe build on something. I had heard that lumber prices may be coming down.
That was news that, actually, my friends at Minnesota Realtors shared this week is that lumber prices have steadily been coming back to the pack. So we shared on our social media this week. You know, a bit of good news, you know, real estate, the land, the structures, They're not coming down in price, but maybe some of the cost to build is coming back to the pack a little bit. Again, approaching a healthy number, not some of these unhealthy numbers like we're seeing with gas prices.
All right, folks, so many factors. Go with somebody who knows. His name is Jason Miller. How do we reach out to you, sir?
Yeah, we tell you every time. Pick up the phone and call or text 320-761-8500. Otherwise, we're on virtually every social media channel. Just search the Jason Miller Team.
Appreciate the help and all the information as always, Jace. Thank you, sir. It is The Home Show. Bob and Kat, AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI.